From our studios in Austin, Texas, this is Drinkin' Bros Fake News with Ross Patterson, Dan Holloway, Papa G with the traffic.
How do you feel?
Not good.
Yeah?
Field reporter, Hot Bob. And Delco Dan with sports. Welcome to Fake News.
Yeah, welcome to Drinking Bros Fake News, everybody. Whopper, 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 Whopper Junior, Bacon. You've got me.
You know what's good about that is that that's probably that's like some independent artist who thought he was gonna like be something someday, and no, you're just writing jingles for fucking Burger King, not even McDonald's.
Cash that check.
I agree. Cash the check. But here's what I posed on Ross Patterson Revolution and Jesse yesterday. I'll see the same thing. Did they intentionally write it to be awful?
No, that's just music now.
Well,
right?
Is it?
Yeah.
Like,
listen to Lana Del Rey and tell me that's good music. It's bullshit. It sounds like whales raping each other.
Yeah.
It's maybe there's some formula designed to make you feel like shit. That might be the intent behind it, but otherwise, it's just nails on a chalkboard. It's nonsense.
Whopper, whopper. I told you yesterday, I was like, dude, these memes are going to be endless now. Endless. Yeah. We're going to see them forever. I already saw him in it was a picture of Andy Reid huddling up with Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah.
Like looking over you know, in one of those screens, and it just said Whopper Whopper.
If you're gonna sell out like that, do it for the best company.
Which is
McDonald's.
Yeah, but who is that? It's the guy from Succession. He does it.
I don't know what
Brian Cox.
Oh yeah, he's been doing that for years.
Da, 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 da. Yeah, it's him.
Yeah. That's I can do that.
Yeah, no shit. Anybody could do that.
Well, I mean, not the song. I mean, I could get on board with supporting the best. Chick-fil-A, McDonald's, Coca-Cola. You're gonna sell your soul for fucking Pepsi? Are you kidding me? They tried to make clear Pepsi.
Yeah.
Fuck off, man.
It's great. I love the clear Pepsi. Michael Paul is saying, can we get Uncle Laser from Austin on the show? I would love to, actually. He was here.
I don't know who that is.
He's really fucking funny. I follow him on Instagram.
He did Mike's show.
Yeah, he did Mike's show. It was really good. Mm. And I was sending invoices afterwards, and I was listening to it, and I was like, who is this guy? I'm a big fan of his.
He's hilarious.
He's very, very funny.
I don't not like people. It's just I don't know who they are.
Yeah.
I get comments sometimes. What do you mean you don't fucking like? No, I said I don't know them.
Yeah.
And then
yeah.
I see some of their. I'm not a consumer of most of this stuff.
No.
Like,
no.
I watch space documentaries and get really high and troll people on the internet. That's what I do when I go home.
Yeah, you are who you say you are. So it's not like we expected you to go home and watch RuPaul.
No. Well, no. Anything. I mean, I every now and again, if somebody sends me, like, I've been researching some of the, I guess, quote unquote, leaders of the libertarian movement recently.
Uh-huh.
So Dave Smith is one of them, and he does other people's shows, including Rogan. I'll watch something like that.
Okay.
But I'm not just going to turn on a podcast and listen to it.
Right.
Because I do it all day.
I'm not going
home and working on cars and shit.
Yeah.
I say that all the time. People are like, what podcast do you like? And I'm like, none. No. I can't do this at home.
No, podcasts take up like 9 hours of my day already. I can't do it in my off time.
Well, because you're on them, yeah. I listen just because I want to see what's out there and if people are better and all that.
Well, if it's something interesting, I'll check it out. Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
I'll do it if I'm on a long drive or whatever. But I can't just like sit down on my couch after sitting here for hours and then just listen to another podcast.
Yeah, it's
gotcha,
rough.
Gotcha. Yeah, I don't mind it. I'll pop one on in the background. It depends on who it is, and especially now that football's gone. Holy shit. Everybody's going to be watching video podcasts.
Bro, Ohio State is a good college basketball team. That you got games 2 days a week. You're good to go.
They're not good. They're not good this year. I wish they were, but they're not.
They're good. They'll probably win a tournament game or two, maybe.
I got to make the tournament first.
Nah, they'll be fine.
I think they're like 11-10, Bob. You can check it. They're close, man. They're on the Mendoza line.
They've been sliding.
Yeah, they've been sliding.
Yeah, but
they are 11-9, yeah.
There's a mid-year funk. They'll come back. They got a good team.
We'll see.
Yeah, you are on a slide.
We need a new coach. We need a new coach.
But we're not
here to talk about that, goddammit.
Well, that dude from Texas is available.
Well,
and
is he?
They don't care about domestic violence in Ohio.
Yeah. I would have thought Texas. You'd have been fine.
Deshaun Watson, party of one. Yeah, Texas ejected him, and Ohio sucked him up.
That's Ohio's son.
And they've still got Kareem Hunt on that team, too. Ohio is right. Just fine with domestic violence.
The Kings, dude. Bring Ray Rice back in the backfield over there. Let's really go for it.
I mean, they've kind of got a history of that stuff. So,
speaking of knockouts, America's knocking out of the park as far as funding wars are concerned. They're funding both sides of this war again.
Well, yeah, not always intentionally. So sometimes we do it intentionally. Sometimes, like the Iran-Iraq war, we were selling weapons to both sides.
Okay. Just to make some cash?
Yeah, so the Iran-Contra thing that Homeboy got in trouble for.
Yeah. Oliver North?
Yeah, we were selling dope in South America to be able to afford to buy the guns in Iran, so it would be off book.
Oh.
So we were using, I think Black Approach we were using for Iraq, which technically people in government, people in Congress knew about, anybody that was on the Intel or Armed Forces Committee would have known, but nobody knew about what Ollie North was doing except for him, some cutouts, and the president, right? And they were selling dope in South America.
What kind of dope? Heroin or mostly, cocaine?
Yeah. Okay. It was the fucking 80s.
Yeah.
Cocaine.
Yeah.
Were doing that, and then they were buying guns with it to give to the Iranians. So we were doing both at that time.
Who was getting the cocaine?
American citizens.
Shit!
You know,
that's a pretty good trade.
Yeah, Bob, you can look this up.
It's a pretty good trade.
But I think, if I'm not mistaken, I think, Pablo Escobar alone, his organization was making $1 billion a week selling cocaine to the United States.
I remember hearing that number in a documentary, so I think
I'm pretty sure it's $1 billion a week. But anyways, so this week, a Kremlin insider, a part of the SVR, actually, which is like, that's a pretty legit person, says that the Russian government is in negotiations right now with the Taliban to recognize them as the official government of Afghanistan on the international stage. Now, remember, Russia has one of the five permanent Security Council seats at the UN. In return, this is what the guy says. Putin wants U.S. equipment that was left in Afghanistan, but he wants the Taliban to give it to him.
Yeah. Yep.
So, yeah.
He wants our tanks.
So we withdrew. You'll remember this. We withdrew in August of 2021, if you want to call that withdrawing, running away, is another way to say it, and left 500,000 weapons and about 50,000 vehicles. And the General SVR channel claims that, quote, Putin is overseeing negotiations with the Taliban to recognize them as a government. In return, the Russian leadership is offering a major arms and military equipment swap. So Putin reported that the Taliban possess weapons and equipment, including those seized after the coming of power in Afghanistan, that are scarce for the Russian army at the front. People initiated into the details of the negotiations say that the Taliban are extremely surprised by such proposals, but are discussing them in earnest. So, essentially, they're going to give the Taliban some shit that they don't have in exchange for tanks, Humvees, artillery, whatever the fuck else we left there.
And it all makes sense because when this happened, when the pullout happened, I said, look, you're going to have to recognize somebody as the head of government there. And why isn't it going to be the Taliban?
Yeah,
who else would it be? So any negotiations, Russia or us or whoever else going forward, they've got to deal with the Taliban.
I mean, we're sending them pallets of cash. We're sending the Taliban pallets of cash to keep the government running, the same way that we used Qatar as a cutout back in the day. So just a brief history lesson. In 2006, I believe it was 2006, the PLO won, Hamas won the elected government in Palestine, which means that Hamas, the terrorist organization, was in charge of governing Palestine. They couldn't do it because they're fucking dum-dums, right? They don't know what they're doing. They didn't have any money. There's no revenue generated anywhere in that country for a myriad of reasons, some of which aren't necessarily their fault. But the U.S. government used black appropriations. It's not February yet, but we'll celebrate black appropriations in the appropriate month.
Yeah, we got 5 days.
Yeah, but they used black appropriations funneled through Qatar to fund the Hamas government in Palestine for years.
Yeah.
Until it eventually collapsed. Well, eventually, it didn't take that long. But this isn't anything new, right? So we've been propping up the Taliban as the official government of Afghanistan.
And not only that, but if you're the Taliban, you make this deal, in my opinion, because you don't know how to use any of the equipment anyways.
Yeah, yeah.
So why wouldn't you? It's just sitting there, right?
Yeah, but I mean, the concern is that, and I don't think Russia would do that. I don't think Russia's this stupid. They've actually been pretty, reasonable about not giving out, because there, look, a lot, there's, I can't remember the exact number, but I think it was like 30 plus suitcase size nukes that just went missing back in the day. And there have been efforts to recover them over the years. I mean, honestly, they would be nothing more than a small dirty bomb at this point anyways, because of the functionality. But I don't think they would be dumb enough to give those lunatics anything nuclear, which they do have. Russia is a nuclear power.
Right.
So I don't
think so either.
I doubt it would be that. It would probably be something like Hind D helicopters, so they and training on how to use them, because that's what, like, Russia's got plenty of that shit. What they don't have is armor on the ground on the front lines of war, because they're for some fucking reason they're still fighting this war as if it's 1950.
Yeah,
and so they're gonna get this old armored equipment, U.S. equipment, and it's, you know, hey man, if you're a fucking military, if you're Lockheed or Boeing or Raytheon or General Dynamics or one of these companies, and you're like, hey. There, it's like, remember that quote from Lord of War? He's like, 11 out of 12 guns, or 11 out of 12 people in Africa are armed with AK-47s. How do I get the other? Oh, yeah. How do you get the other guy armed as well? That's pretty much what this is. This is dollar signs ringing in this dude's head all the time.
Oh yeah, none of it is surprising or shocking. What is to me is that we're not in a full scale World War III.
Well, we are.
But it's a proxy war, right?
Sure.
Yeah.
But that's how all world wars start, right?
Because
it's a conflict between two smaller countries.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, everybody, like Germany starts doing stuff, and the U.S. starts doing stuff, or Russia starts doing stuff, or China starts doing stuff, and all of a sudden, we're declaring war on each other.
Yeah, we're this close, this close. And that'll feed into the next story here. We're arming Ukraine with modern tanks. Biden said on Wednesday his administration would send 31 Abrams tanks to Ukraine, although the heavy armored weaponry, Kyiv, yeah, dude, I'll Kyiv all over your fucking face, has sought for months, won't arrive anytime soon.
No, it'll be, I mean, some of the reports I've heard suggest that they're going to be coming off the factory line, which means at the earliest, you're going to see one tank in 6 months. And the full 31 in probably 3 to 5 years, right? Which tells you something about what the U.S. has in store
for the Ukraine, long game, yeah, right? Yeah.
Like, they don't think this is going to end anytime soon.
I don't either. And, you know, forgive me for being a dummy about this sort of stuff, but tanks seem heavy.
Yeah.
How long does that tape? How do you ship a tank from the U.S. to
probably
Ukraine?
A C-5. Aircraft. I think you can fit 3 Abrams in one of them.
Okay.
Yeah. So, and it's,
what's the gas like on that?
You know, what are you gonna do? I mean, I look, they don't really account for it's funny, all these leftists that are climate cultists, they don't really mind us burning fuel to end the world, literally end it,
yeah,
through warfare.
Yeah,
they only care when it's you driving a car, whatever, right?
Yeah. Let me ask you this. With everything going on with Biden and the kid and the secret documents and all this other shit, it seems like he's hopping on every day, spitting out something new to kind of bury those stories. Why get on TV? Because I watch this. Why get on TV and say, hey, we're going to send him all these tanks, but they're not going to get him till the end of the year?
Well, I mean, you know, it's like, we're coming to help. Don't worry. So you take credit for it, but you don't actually do anything. Because they won't even be there. As a matter of fact, this order will probably get canceled by whomever the next president is. But yeah, it's a good question, because last week he was saying there's no way we're sending M1 Abrams tank because it's a logistical nightmare. They're expensive.
Yeah.
They don't know how to operate it. They don't know how to maintain it. Like, it's not just, you can't just send a tank and like toss somebody the keys like they're the fucking valet. Like, good luck, bud.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because the tank itself is, and Abrams is not a fucking troop carrier. Right, it's not an APC. It's meant to engage in direct combat. So, it's not just the tank itself. It's the munitions and the storage of the munitions and the use of them, and then all this other stuff. There's like 4 different jobs per tank. You know what I mean? So we learned that from Brad Pitt, I believe.
Yeah, Brad Pitt and
Best
Fury.
Best job
right?
I ever had.
Yeah, Brad Pitt and Fury. But with that,
I'm reading the chat here.
But I'm going to give you another military question here for you.
Well, let me.
Why are we still using tanks when it would be more effective to send drones or planes and just bomb the shit out of them?
We don't have a drone that can do what an M1 Abrams can do.
Okay.
An M1 Abrams can engage a target. I'm just throwing some stuff out there, but it can do way more than this. But it can engage a target, a moving target, at a mile while driving 60 miles per hour.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, you can do that with laser guided bombs, but you can only put so many, so much ordnance on a Predator or something like that, right? Before it has to go refuel or whatever. So tanks are very useful.
Okay.
Also, as a, once you take territory in a defensive posture, if you have air superiority, tanks stop places from getting overrun. I mean, it's a very good strategic asset. But if you have air superiority, we know what that looks like, right? It's fucking, it's Gulf War.
Yeah.
They drove all those fucking T-50s, T-52s, and what was the other one? I don't think they had a T-72 now, or T-50 something, T-54 maybe.
Because they were just blowing them up.
Oh, we lit them up
in
like fucking 12 minutes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
There were some tank engagements, but I think the only people that were killed on the Allied side, if you want to call it that, were British tanks, and they were killed by fucking A-10 Warthogs, I believe, dropping bombs on them.
And then last question here, because I've seen tanks in real life. They look expensive. How much is one of these things?
I don't know. T-55, that's it. Yeah, they had a bunch of T-55s. I think they may have had some 72s as well. But an M1 Abrams main battle tank weighs 74 tons.
Okay.
So that's 74 times 2,000. How many pounds it weighs.
Yeah. I don't know how many of each they had, but they had T-72s, T-62s, T-55A, T-55, T-54, T-55 Enigma.
Yeah.
So just a bunch of different
So if you drive, I've done this before. If you start in Kuwait and drive up through southern Iraq to Baghdad, it's like a fucking tank graveyard off the side of the freeways everywhere. They're still there. They're just like burned up, fucking blown up tanks everywhere down there.
And how much do these guys cost?
How much does an M1 Abrams cost? I mean, it's got to be $30 million
Holy
or some
shit.
I don't know. I'm just guessing.
Per fucking tank?
That sounds cheap, to be honest. Actually, no. Wow. $8.9 million with inflation.
Wow. Wow.
So $10 million times... what's $10 million times 31?
$310 million, yeah.
So we're not even giving him Mike Trout.
And there's there's also... some rumors. I haven't been able to substantiate this yet, but I heard this from people that are connected to the State Department, that the White House has offered some South and Central American countries to send their old Soviet era tanks, and that we will provide them with new American made tanks, Venezuela being one of them, right?
Okay.
Yeah.
That's great.
No, it's not great.
No, it's not at all.
I mean, it's like... It's like giving somebody a gun with no magazine, because if they try to use it on us, we'll just blow it up from fucking space.
It's
right?
worthless. But, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm not sure why we're still sending tanks. Well, I mean, so Germany was supposed to handle this. Then they said they wouldn't. They have a Leopard 2 tank. And look, the M1 Abrams main battle tank is the best tank on Earth. But the Leopard's pretty good. And they said they weren't going to send them. And then we were like, fuck it, we're going to send ours. And then Germany's like, fine, we'll send ours too. Like, I don't know what game they're fucking playing.
Is there any value in just seeing how they'll do?
No, we've used the M1 Abrams for fucking 30 years now.
Yeah, but when's the last time they've engaged in tank-to-tank combat? Gulf War.
We wouldn't engage in tank-to-tank combat because we're not going to put tanks somewhere where we don't have air superiority.
Right.
But the last time was the Gulf War, and we know what fucking tanks can do. As a matter of fact, if somebody showed up here with tanks, we would send dudes out with fucking... We wouldn't send out other tanks. We would send dudes out probably a half a click away with fucking javelins and top down fucking destroy every single one of them, right? If there's 100 tanks out there and we send out 100... What did I say? What was the name of it?
Javelin.
The javelin, yeah. Yep. With a backup round. Javelin made by Saab, by the way.
Car company.
We send out 100 javelin crews with an extra round. Every single one of those tanks are going to be gone. Right. And then A-10s come in and clean up the mess. So it's, yeah, we just wouldn't do that. It's not smart.
So for this, if you're a Republican running in 2024,
mm-hmm.
wouldn't you just run on the opposite of this? Because it seems like...
Because the Republicans are making just as much money off of this as the Democrats are.
Okay.
I mean, if I was a good person, yes, I would do that.
All right.
That's not what's going to happen.
What do you think is going to happen then, best guess? Because to me, like even with the defund Ukraine shirts that we have on, mm-hmm. on the website, those are selling pretty quickly.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody, it seems like, has the same opinion that we do, except for, you know, some super lefties. But nobody wants to see all this money leave, especially with inflation and the price of food and all that other shit.
Well, these tanks, this is not even earmarked from in that $100 billion.
That's what I'm saying.
This is an extra $331 million or $310 million, yep. right?
Yeah.
Not including the ordnance and everything and the training and the personnel. I mean, there's a couple of special forces groups that are spooling up right now to go to Ukraine to train local nationals, which is an escalation. Sending tanks is an escalation. We're trying to stoke war here. That's what's happening.
And why are we trying to do this? Just because of money?
Because Russia's a paper tiger. Well, it's an easy win.
That I get, right?
It's an easy win. So think about it this way. Russia is somebody who, in the mind of boomer people who vote more than other people vote,
uh-huh.
and the super young leftists, right?
Yeah,
because of the Trump association, which is not real, by the way, but just because of that association, they think that Russia is the boogeyman. People hate Russia more than they hate China, and Russia's a paper tiger. They suck. So we could fucking light them up, and you know, if there's some kind of declared victory, even if it's bullshit, right around the fucking 2014 election, then Biden's coasting in there, buddy.
Yeah.
There's also...
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right.
There's also... just taking Russia off the board leaves China completely alone. And it exposes... This is my logic on it.
I know you're...
Go ahead.
And this exposes smaller countries that can kind of hide behind Russia, right? A little more. Like, it makes Iran a little less cocky. It makes... I'm probably not North Korea because they're just tied to China, but like countries like that, maybe Pakistan, India, it puts them a little more in control under the U.S.
That's the
control.
Way I feel too.
But Russia, Russia. So what's happening right now is that Russia is still buying foreign weapons, including our own that we left in Afghanistan, right? And that's the service that, and their intelligence service, the SBR and the fucking FSB internally. That's what they provide to any ally they might have. It's not their war fighting capabilities, obviously. Because they can't beat fucking Ukraine.
Yeah.
So maybe that's what they're thinking, but that's really fucking stupid. And, you know, that wouldn't be surprising, I guess, because our foreign policy decisions over the past 100 years have been really bad.
Yeah.
Almost every decision we've made has backfired.
Don't you think deep down Russia wants to party? And they don't want to do this stupid shit anymore.
Like Russian citizens?
Yeah.
I don't think anybody wants their country just to be at war all the time.
No, dude.
Even in America, which I think is a pretty... we enjoy war. I think we've gone to war more than most advanced countries. One major war every like 18 years, I think, in our history, over 250 years or so, which is a lot more than most people.
Yeah.
So even we got tired of it. So I can't imagine Russia, who's in this constant state of conflict as well because of Chechnya and Georgia and shit like that. I don't think they like it either.
It just seems to me like when we talk about Russia and Iran, the actual citizens themselves just want to fucking party, and they're all sick of all this stupid shit.
We average a war every 25 years.
Yeah, if we came down and just bombed the shit out of Russia to kind of, you know, cleanse that, I bet you Russia's a fun place to party.
We don't need to do that.
What do you think needs to happen?
I think we should ignore Russia.
Altogether?
Yeah, they suck at everything. The only thing they're good at are intelligence and information operations. That's it. So if you hear something that sounds really fucking stupid permeating through culture, be like, oh, that's probably Russian. Let's ignore that. That's how you deal with Russia. They fucking suck at everything.
they're good at UFC.
The people are cool. That's not Russians. That's Chechenians, okay. Right? That's hill people. They're like the most shrewd of Northern Europe.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah. grab some Hard AF seltzer back there. A listener just popped in.
Oh, no, that's my buddy Josh.
Oh, it is. Josh, help yourself to some booze back there. I saw somebody walk in. It's in the fridge.
Yeah, he's probably smoking
crack. We do that here. Yes, you can drink as much as you want. 8%, it'll sneak up on you, but sorry about it. Help yourself. Anybody that walks into the studio, just help yourself to the fucking fridge, bro. It's Thursday. Start partying, brother. Speaking of partying, Hopefully you're fucking tonight. And if you're fucking, hopefully it's on a ghost bed. From ghostbed.com/drinking bros. Take a loved one home, man or woman. We don't kink shame here. Lay her down or him down or they down on a bed. Make sweet, sweet love to them. It's a different experience in a ghost bed. Right now, if you buy a mattress, you get 30% off and 2 free luxury pillows. And the pillows are just as good as the goddamn mattress itself. You can fill up the cart, the sheets. You got the cover over here. Do you have the weighted blanket? I don't have it.
No, I can't.
I can't sleep for that long.
It's too much for me.
I'm like 6 hours a night, and that's good.
Yeah.
Tops 5-6, and that's kind of it.
Women are very... They really like it.
Love it. Yeah. Love the goddamn thing. Maybe I should get it, but Jess's got to get up with the kid. No, can't do it. But everybody else can. I heard it's amazing. Now, if you want 40% off, you can get that bundle package, dog. It's the adjustable base and the mattress combined together, and you get 40% off. It's got USB ports, flashlights, all the things. Comes with a nice, super sleek remote control. Also comes in a split king option. If you want to go up and down and your partner wants to lay down, sleep, you get it. I've had that thing for like 3 years and I'm not going back. I love it. And at the bottom of the page, when you check out, you'll see a 60-month pay-as-you-go program. No interest as long as you have decent credit there. And all the deals that I mentioned are applicable with that. So you can walk out of there with a brand new bedroom set for about $25 a month. Head on over to ghostbed.com/drinking bros today. Next up, now Ukraine wants jets. Of course they do. Of course they do. Was that today? Did they ask for some jets today?
Yesterday, yeah.
Fucking A. What is with that guy? I mean, he just will not. It is just take and take and take. What's he giving us?
He's the millennial world leader. He thinks he's entitled to everything.
What the fuck, yeah. Dude?
Like, you're not entitled to shit, dude.
I caught this headline and I thought it was a joke. Again, this is why it's called fake news. So this is real.
Oh, yeah.
Now he's asking for jets.
Yeah, so
Biden just did the speech yesterday about the fucking tanks.
Yeah, so sometime over the next couple of years, they're going to have main battle tanks, modern main battle tanks from both U.S. and Germany, two of the best weapons manufacturers on Earth.
Yeah.
Right? Now they want F-15s and F-16s as well. Yuri Sak, or some stupid fucking name from some Ukrainian piece of shit, their defense secretary, told The Hill that he was optimistic about receiving Western fighter jets, such as American F-16s, which Ukrainians have sought since last year when Russia first invaded. Every type of weapon we request, we needed yesterday, he says. We will do everything possible to ensure Ukraine gets fourth-generation fighter jets as soon as possible.
Great. Then I want your fucking country. If you end up winning this thing and we give you all this shit, I want your country.
I think we should be able to go there and do whatever we want for free for the rest of human history.
Yes. Give us each a fucking coin. Yeah. And wherever we go, we can have clothes or booze or drugs, whatever the fuck
whores.
It is.
You left out whores.
Ukrainian whores are the
food,
best,
food, drugs, booze, whores.
Ukrainian whores? Let's go.
Yeah. I mean, they probably look like linebackers, but...
No, they don't. All the Ukrainian
women.
Women?
It's gorgeous. It's either real nice or real not nice. But
yeah, it's a 1 or a 10.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that was the only time. Okay. Full disclosure. The only time I got choked up when I saw images of this war was seeing those hot ass Ukrainian women get on that train. Every single one of them was a fucking dime. And I was like, oh, yeah. Where are they? Where are they going? Do they need a place to sleep?
You're like, you see that and you're just like, it's not right.
Yeah, let's make that trade then.
Not
I tell
my
you
refugee.
What, I'll give you a tank. What is that? 32 million is what you said for that?
10.
All right, great. You send us over 32 million Ukrainian hot women, and that's a nice trade.
Wait, no. Least, there's what? Not even that many people in their country.
How many is in that fucking place?
40 million.
That's so, Texas.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's 44 million.
That's
so
California.
You're talking about the second biggest country in Europe behind Russia.
Yeah, it's California.
No, Germany's bigger than this.
Population?
Germany has 80 million people.
Oh, you're right, you're right.
Anyways.
So we're doing all this
by
bullshit.
Land, by land, it's the second biggest
country. We're getting off topic here.
Well, hang on. The but topic we're doing is, all this bullshit no, for California? Whores.
Ukrainian
yes.
whores. At most, right, in the prime age, you're probably only going to get a couple million, right?
Yes.
So, but we'll figure out the math.
I was
later.
Unaware, though, that the population was that small. So, shit, let me revise that statement. Yeah, 2 million whores would do it. Is that a fair trade for all the tanks and the jets and all that stuff?
Sure, yeah, I think so.
Because then you got to think about long term, right? If we're going long game with all this shit that we've been talking about earlier, let's go long game with the horse.
I mean, this is what we did. This is what happened. This is why all of Europe are pussies, by the way. So World War II, all the European alphas died.
Yeah.
In war. Yeah. Most of them anyways. And even though that didn't happen here in America, look at how far we've progressed from having real alphas in our society. Imagine how bad it is over there. It's just nothing but fucking pussies everywhere.
Yeah.
Except for in the places where it's extremely hard to live, like Chechnya, for example, right? So yeah, I don't know. But this is like, they want fighter jets because they want to be able to reach out and touch Russian cities.
Yes.
That's what they, the only reason you could want that, right?
Yeah,
because
yeah,
Russia's not fucking, and look, fair enough, I suppose, because Russia's definitely been running sorties on them throughout this entire conflict.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. A country has to go through, in the same way that a person has to go through a lot to become who they are, to better yourself, educate yourself, make yourself healthy and fit, learn how to fight, shit like that. A country has to go through a lot of shit to access these types of weapons, to have a stable economy, to have stable political systems, to be a player on the international stage, right? And then to develop technology and stuff like that. And when you just give it to somebody, like any other process, actually going through the steps required accomplishes these little important things that make that stability possible.
Right.
Not just in the short term, but also in the long term. But that's not what's happening in Ukraine. We're just giving it to them in the same way that we've given kids access to whatever the fuck they want now. Now they're all a bunch of fucking lazy, good-for-nothing cunts.
Right.
You know what I mean? And that's exactly what we're building right here.
And on the flip side of this, if we got those horse, right, all the people online that are, you know, pissed off about trans bullshit or they, them pronouns, everything else, they're all ugly people.
Oh, yeah.
I haven't seen one attractive person really bitch about anything. Now, if we were able to mix the Ukrainian women into this country and make America hot and
it's capitalism,
sexy again,
right? It's free market.
Yes.
Free market pussy is what I like to call it, right? So if you introduce competition into the pussy market, then all these people got to shut the fuck up.
Yeah, because if everybody grows up, they have kids, right?
Yeah.
Just think about generations from now, long game. If they have kids, they all grow up hot. They're not going to be doing this stupid
shit.
No.
And every problem in society is the fault of women, right?
Yeah.
And here's why. I'm not going to go full Andrew Tate here. I'm serious. Women are the gatekeepers of the most important asset on earth. Vagina.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
Dudes do fucking crazy shit for it. We build civilizations. We put spoilers on our cars. We get
killed
tattoos.
People.
We do all sorts of fucked up shit just to get access to that puss.
Yeah.
And it's not because we're crazy, out of control, you know, cavemen. It's because our DNA is telling us procreate, procreate, procreate all the time. Women sit at the intersection of the most intense desire on earth, biological desire on earth, and the accomplishment of the act that it satisfies.
Uh-huh.
They sit at the intersection of that. They control all of the supply of vagina on earth. So when dumb shit happens in culture, if they would just simply withhold puss, then it'll fucking go away.
It'll go away.
It'll go away almost immediately. But when they, you know, it wasn't, all these pussy dudes didn't just pop up. All these fucking dumb hipsters and their skinny jeans, they didn't just pop up. Girls are like, oh, you look cute in skinny jeans.
Yeah.
And then fucking dumb dudes started wearing it. And now you've got a restricted nutsack on most of the dudes out there.
Yeah.
And they don't produce real sperm anymore. And you got a bunch of bitch ass kids.
And you're losing your testosterone.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Skinny jeans are out of style right now.
Sure, they are now.
There was
a 15-year fucking period where they weren't.
And those fuckers were procreating.
So
what do you think came out of their shriveled up balls,
right? Yeah.
Weaklings?
Yeah, it was just like retard, pussies. Retard semen.
Dude. Yeah, dude.
Just like fucking.
I gotta show off my quads somehow, right?
Yeah, you should, right? You should, but you can do that in shorts. You don't have to wear fucking skinny jeans.
Yeah, you don't have to do it, dude.
If anyone needs to learn how to make their cum alpha, just hit me up.
Yeah,
I'm squirting boys.
That's not necessarily alpha, though, right?
What?
Just because they're boys.
I'm just saying, I don't miss.
You don't miss.
Yeah.
You don't miss, but you gotta wait and see what they turn into, because you never know.
Yeah, that's not my problem.
Because wait till you start taking them to school and shit. You'll look at other little dummy kids and you're like, man, your parents look so normal. What the fuck happened to you? And you can only say that in private, you know, when you're like, oh, man,
no,
I can't
believe
so-and-so.
Remember that? I think we need to start insulting kids more. Somebody, the Razzies apologized to some 12-year-old actor
Oh, yes. Yesterday, yeah.
Because they nominated her for being a shitty actor. Like, what are you supposed to do? You're 12. You understand what good versus bad is.
Also, what's worth the trade-off? Being in a movie is worth the Razzies saying you suck.
Yeah, I suppose. 12.
You are coming out ahead. Tom Hanks was nominated for a Razzie.
Twice.
This year, yeah.
So two separate things, too. Not for the same thing, which is
for
pretty funny.
For Otto and Elvis, which, yeah. Look, because I loved Elvis. But it took me 15 to get in it just because of Tom Hanks, because he was overdoing it. And I was like, you're doing too much, Tom.
Let's get back to it. So women cause all the problems.
Yep.
Right. And that's what the Bible is trying to tell us with that apple story. It wasn't about apples or the devil. It was about women. You have a lot of power here.
That pussy.
I don't think I'm not even kidding. I seriously think that the point of that parable is to say, women, you control the most intense biological urge on earth. Be responsible with it.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you end up with a bunch of bitch ass people running around, and you're like, "Fucking, where's all the real men at?"
Yeah.
You killed them.
Killed them.
You fucking bitch. but you know, big ups to women or whatever. And speaking of bitches, people keep asking me about this ATF pistol bracing and if I'm going to comment on it. Here's my comment: do not comply with that. It's not legal. The bump stock thing went into the courts for what, fucking 22 months, I think, and then popped out unconstitutional. The same thing's going to happen here. Don't give your shit away. This is just a low-hanging fruit sweep at another gun registry by the ATF. Fuck those guys. Don't comply with any of this bullshit. The end. I'm tired of talking about it.
Okay, and last question here, because I posed this on RPR earlier, because we were getting a bunch of messages for it, and I was like, I'll ask Dan when we get on Drinking Bros. YouTube is now banning videos that have magazine capacity of 30 rounds.
Oh yeah,
what is that exactly?
I mean, YouTube's a private company. I don't know what their goal is there. I mean, I'm sure the ATF probably called them on the phone and told them to do it, because that's what we found from all these other investigations.
No shit. But
yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I said I would ask you when you got here, and I was like, "Fuck, man, I don't know. I'll ask them why."
I have no idea, but that would be my assumption.
Okay. Amazing, Ukraine. You want the tanks and the jets? Give us the fucking pussy.
Nobody wants the jets. They want jets. Nobody wants the jets, right? Just to be clear. I don't want anybody getting confused over here.
The New York Jets?
Yeah.
They're getting David Carr.
Yeah, that should be great for them.
Totally kidding.
They probably will.
There was a wild prediction yesterday that said Aaron Rodgers, and I was like, what?
No, he's not going to fucking...
Like, what? No fucking way, bro.
Aaron Rodgers is not going to live in New York or New Jersey. That's not happening.
I don't think so either, right? Mm. That'd be fucking crazy. Next up, ad-wise, we got Manscaped.com. They have the best copy in the business. I lose it every time. Get 20% off and free shipping promo code Drinking Bros at manscaped.com. Breaking news, Manscaped now sells beard products. Oh shit, I just got it yesterday, by the way. Came in the mail.
Did you take it home?
I think so. They're outside. They sent them for all of us, so we have them. Sweet. Here. Yeah, you'll have to use it. Tell me, I can't grow a beard, so I'm going to use it on a mustache, obviously. Going to keep this to the Daytona 500, but they've got a Beard Hedger Pro kit. From a beard trim to a fresh shave, the technology behind the Beard Hedger Pro Kit allows you to shape your signature beard look. And now you can use Manscaped products to make your drapes match the carpets by going to manscaped.com using the promo code Drinking Bros.
I mean,
20% off and free shipping.
Yeah, if you're on a first date and a woman's like, oh, I mean, I really like your beard. It's so, like, it's manly, but it's, like, well taken care of. You don't look like an asshole. Like, well, you should see my fucking dick and balls.
Yeah.
Check out my fucking pubes next.
Want to see
both?
And
I think that's, to be honest, look, I can't translate for women. I know some stuff, but I feel like that's what they're saying. When a woman is complimenting your facial hair, she's thinking about your fucking pubes. That's what I think.
She might be.
You know what I mean? Like, it's maybe they don't even realize they're doing it, but it's like a subtle internal euphemism or something like that. Like, oh, your fucking jeans, your legs look really nice, really muscular. They're thinking about getting fucking pumped, dude.
Yeah, that's probably it. It's probably
that's what it is. And when they're talking about your beard,
yep. Hey, it's a beautiful beard you have.
Yeah, man. And all you got to do, you don't have to show them everything. Just pull down, buy the Manscaped boxer briefs, which are really comfortable, by the way, and just pull it down a little bit at the edge, and just show them the label. Like, I'm scaped up.
Here we go.
Yeah.
Scapegoat.
And she'll know
dude.
You're good to go.
Here's my scapegoat. They've also got beard shampoo and conditioner. Remember, your hair is different than your beard hair and your mustache because it's coarse. It's a little coarse here. And you stroke it. Make sure you're using the right products for it. They've also got some beard oil there and some beard balm, which is a nice little pomade that shapes, styles, and moisturizes for that tamed, sculptured look to attract any fellows or dames. I like using old school terminology like that. Good for you guys. The Pro Kit Beard also comes with three free gifts, a beard brush, comb, and scissors, which is also fun. So get 20% off and free shipping with the code DRINKINBROS at manscaped.com. That's 20% off and free shipping at manscaped.com. Again, use the code DRINKINBROS. Manscaped Beard Hedger. One stroke, one guard, 20 lengths.
Yeah, and this is just a homework assignment for you guys. Ask your significant other or women you know that, you know, just ask them and see how they react. Yeah. Like, when you compliment my beard, are you thinking about my pubes?
My dick. My scrote.
Yeah, because yeah. I think that's what it is.
Do you call it the goat and the scrote?
No, because I don't have a goatee.
All right.
But I would.
Yeah.
If I was like, I think Aubrey Huff has a goatee.
Does. Yeah, sure. Does.
Who's got famous goatees? We should do an episode on that.
Famous goatees?
Yeah.
Mike Piazza?
Yeah, he's got one. I just saw him on Rudy Reyes' show the other night.
Who, Mike?
Yeah, he's in that.
Let's see. Johnny Depp.
Oh, yeah. He's got a good goat.
Iron Man.
Tony Sheik? Stark. The Tony himself. Stark goatee is pretty epic. It's
iconic at this point. Yeah, those are two good ones.
George Clooney.
Shakespeare had a good
George
goatee.
Clooney.
Yeah,
are you looking at pictures?
Yeah.
Pop it up. Let's see it.
Common.
Brad Pitt.
Common, yeah. The rapper. Yeah.
I mean, when I say iconic goatees, it's somebody that would look weird without the goatee. That's Robert Downey Jr., have you seen these pictures of him recently?
Yeah.
He's like, oh, I'm vegan now. Like, well, good, dude. Your fucking look isn't a really good advertisement for it. You look like shit. You look better when you were on drugs. Maybe go back to that. But with the goatee, Robert Downey Jr. looks good. Will Smith is a goatee guy.
Yeah, Colonel Sanders.
I'm not. He's not a real colonel, so I don't really.
Yeah, he is. He is. Him and Captain Crunch.
Sam Jackson, but I can see Sam Jackson without one.
Same. That doesn't do it for me.
I think goatees on people that don't have goatees is funnier. Because I'm looking at a picture of Bill Clinton with a goatee right here, and it's fucking hilarious.
Is it real?
Yeah. No, it's not real.
I was going to say, I've never seen him with a goatee.
No, he's not allowed to grow facial hair.
No, that'd be weird.
I mean, it rubs off from friction because he's just buried in puss all day.
All day long, that guy is.
Eddie Murphy? Shit.
Eddie Murphy.
Shit. Although Eddie Murphy, yeah.
Even Eddie with the pencil mustache still, that's a look, right?
Yeah.
I don't know. Anyways, let's move on.
Yeah. Next up, FBI agent investigating Trump and the Russia collusion. Was actually arrested.
For what?
What do you think that is? If you would have guessed, what would you think that is?
I don't know. Colluding with Russia, maybe?
You nailed it. Former top FBI official in New York has been arrested because of his alleged ties to a Russian oligarch. The Department of Justice announced on January 23rd. Charles McGonagall?
McGonagall, yeah.
That's not a real name.
Oh, yeah.
They made that up.
It's like...
Chucky McGonagall?
It's got to be like Gaelic or something, right? Because only they would have a name that's that fucking confusing.
Chucky McGonagall, formerly the special agent in charge of counterintelligence at the FBI in New York, was arrested because of his ties with Oleg Deripaska.
Deripaska.
Yeah, I'm sure I got it. You're fine. No need to correct me. According to a DOJ statement and court documents, Deripaska... Nailed on that one, didn't I? Mm-hmm. Yeah. A Russian billionaire has been sanctioned by the U.S. and was criminally charged in 2022 for violating those sanctions. Prosecutors say McGonagall and Sergei Shestakov, I'm on fire today, a court interpreter, were charged with violating and conspiring to violate the International Emergency Economic Powers Act with money laundering and conspiring to commit money laundering. Specifically, Shestakov was charged with making misstatements to the FBI, according to the DOJ. We knew this, right?
Yeah.
This was the easiest layup of all time. Now, what I've enjoyed with this story throughout the week is people going back and forth on Twitter saying, well, of course, Trump colluded with Russia. This was the middleman, and this was the fucking guy. And then everybody on the right saying, well, explain yourself. The FBI was the one colluding with Russia and everything else. It's Russia, Russia, Russia all day long with this shit. Mm-hmm. This goes back to what you were saying at the top of the show. One, the Trump-Russia thing was total bullshit anyways.
Correct.
Two, now we got this story this week, and now the other side is trying to pin the other side on fucking Russia and everything else. I just don't care about Russia.
Yeah, you shouldn't.
I agree with what you said at the top of the show. It's a paper tiger now, and we know it, so who fucking cares?
Well, we've known it since forever. We've never not known that.
But these talking points that we keep reading about of Russia's puppet or who it is and everything else, it's like, no, it's nobody's puppet. Nobody fucking cares about Russia.
Mm-hmm.
Besides,
no, these people just care about money. It's not about Russia or American politics. It's just about the same old shit. It's about making money, man.
Yeah.
All this shit that's going to Ukraine is making people billions of dollars, and a couple of additional assholes are doing it in a way that the U.S. government just doesn't approve of. Every single aspect of it is unethical and corrupt. But the U.S. government decides this is why states cannot have a monopoly on violence and power.
Yeah.
Right? Because this is what happens. They decide that what you're doing is wrong, but when they do the exact same thing, it's fine.
Uh-huh.
They're like, fuck them.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? This is kind of how it goes. So, yeah, it's funny.
Because this story, by the way, isn't getting very much traction in, like, you know, big media with, like, CNN and all that shit.
No, it won't, yeah.
No.
Although this will be a big part of the Senate hearings that are going to happen pretty soon. Or the congressional hearings, rather.
And what are they on exactly?
Well, one of them is the collusion with the FBI and Facebook and shit. I'm sure this is going to come up as part of it. Because it's like, you were pressuring Twitter to find intelligence to support this narrative you had. They told you repeatedly that they couldn't find it. And then instead of that, you just had them deleting shit, basically, or however they handled that situation. But the entire time, your head guy in charge of this, in charge in New York City, which is where the Russian collusion shit with Trump originated, right?
Right.
Your fucking counterintel guy, the head of your counterintel department there, was actually the guy who was colluding with Russia.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So that's relevant. It's relevant to bring it up.
Will this guy be forced to testify then?
This guy will be Jeffrey Epstein.
Yeah, that's what it seems like.
Yeah, right? If he makes it to trial of any sort, that would be a goddamn miracle.
It sure would.
Yeah, and now, so this is another part of the article, while not referenced by the DOJ. And their charges, McGonigal was involved in the FBI's investigation into Donald Trump's 2016 campaign advisor, Carter Page. He wrote in March 2017 to a colleague, quote, our team is currently talking to Carter Page re Russia. It isn't clear exactly what role he played, but he was the director of counterintelligence for the New York field office. So that's where it originated. So he was probably one of the lead guys there.
Because that was, remember, they were meeting up at its Trump Tower. Yeah. In 2016, yep. When all this stuff was happening.
So this is the iron law of woke projection. Anything leftists accuse people of doing, they are currently doing themselves.
Yeah. It's fun.
Yep.
It's fun. And if you want to get some fun merch, you can head on over to the Drinkin' Bros store, drinkinbros.com. Also, by the way, if you're over there, the Drinkin' Bros submissions there for the Drinkin' Bro of the Week, and that goes straight to our inbox as well. Do we have the new shirt up there?
Oh, yeah, it's up there. Yeah, go to New Apparel.
What do we got at the old drinkingbros.com store?
So if you want to, like, look, you don't want to be unkind necessarily, but sometimes it is appropriate to spike the football and celebrate.
Yeah.
So if you manage to make it through all of this bullshit without getting an experimental drug injected into your body that doesn't actually do any of the shit it says it's supposed to, maybe fucking kit up.
Yeah.
Maybe grab yourself one of these pure blood fucking shirts and let people know that you're not a fucking asshole.
You know, I'll be rocking one.
Yeah. Yeah. But not those two dicks.
Yeah. You got pure blood. I don't have pure blood anymore. I don't have it.
Yeah. They fucking juiced you up.
I had it. I got it.
From an infusion, right?
No. No.
Oh, they just gave you a shot?
I think we were talking about it off air the other day to the White House. It was mandatory.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And I was like, you know, we had this conversation a long, long time ago about what you would do you know, to get the fucking vaccination. I think it was bands, maybe like going to see the Rolling Stones or something like that. I was like, yeah, I'd do it for that. But yeah, for the White House, so they were like, hey, it's mandatory. I was like, eh, fuck.
What about right now, knowing everything that we know now, would you still do it just to go to the White House?
Yes, and here's why. I've put worse shit into my body, and it's like, at this point, did it really matter? Not really. Now, am I going to die from it? Probably.
Yeah, probably did.
But yeah, that was a decision that I had to make, and I was like, is this worth it? Because it's one of those things you don't know if you'll ever get invited back again. Even with all the cool shit we get to do in real life, there's still an enjoyment in it because it's like, man, are we still going to be cool enough to do this in a couple of years? Like, you never know. You know what I'm saying?
Just none of that appeals to me at all.
What's that?
Visiting the White House.
Well, I got to speak to Senate and Congress. So, like, you know.
Yeah, I mean, that would also, I mean.
I got the answers I needed, though.
If I was going to speak to Senate and Congress, it would go poorly.
Well, think about this. If you had all these thoughts, which we do on the show, right, of what government is really like, mm-hmm. I've always wanted to know the answer. And the answer is exactly what we thought it was, that it is fucked. It is probably never going to change. And just seeing it logistically from going from office to office and talking to all of these people, you realize how broken the system is. And so for me personally, if we're going to talk about how fucking awful the government is every day, I want to make sure that it is actually awful once you're there. And I can tell you from being there, it's even worse.
You could have just asked me.
Have you been?
I've worked in politics.
No, I know. But have you been and gone on, you know, to the White House and met all the people and done all the shit?
No. Okay. No, yeah. I would never do that.
Yeah. So I did because I wanted to see how feasible it would be if, let's say you could get everybody together in one room or whatever it was. You just can't. I mean, just from a geological standpoint, you're just so far apart from everybody.
Geographical.
Yeah, geographical, whatever. But yeah. You just can't get anybody together. They don't eat lunch together. They don't do any of the shit that you think that you're paying for, right?
Yeah.
So when you're going out and voting for these assholes and everything else, and you're like, oh, man, maybe they'll reach across the aisle. The aisle is 2 miles down the road. So good luck with
that. I'm fine with that. I'm fine with being far away from those people.
Yeah. Well, I am now that I got to see it. But if I didn't get to see it, there was still a glimmer of hope for me before all that, to be honest with you. Like, I thought, all right, you elect the right people, maybe we could figure this all out. And then once I got there and was able to see it, I was like, oh, no, we're all fucked.
Yeah.
We're definitely all fucked. And it's everything you've said it was. Mm-hmm. But let's be honest. I never knew if you were saying it just to be an asshole.
I never say anything just to be an asshole. What I say is true. I may say it in a way that sounds like I'm an asshole. That's because I am. The end.
But yeah, seeing it in person, that was worth it. That was worth the jab for sure, man, because now I have my answer. Once I have the answer to it, I can move on about my life. It doesn't mean I'm not going to be pissed off about it every day, but at least I know it's not getting fixed. Next up, speaking of politics in the House, Kevin McCarthy goes off. Speaker of the House, Kevin McCarthy, on Tuesday, faced off against a reporter for removing Democrats from the House Intelligence Committee while allowing controversial Rep. George Santos to sit on other House committees.
I feel like there needs to be a fucking HBO show about George Santos at some point. Hopefully.
I mean, this is just every day with this fucking guy.
It's wild, man. This guy, I don't know what district he ran in, but didn't somebody do some opposition research?
In New York.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying. Like, somebody, there's no solid Republican seats down there. So somebody had to do some oppo research on this dude. And I'm starting to think that the Democrats just sat on it.
Yeah.
Like, they found it. They're like, oh, we're going to let him get elected, and then we're going to fucking hammer these guys.
Yeah.
Which is not a dumb move to make, to be honest.
Well, you know the other bizarre thing, too, talking about going back to the White House and shit, like, getting to see these people up close and personal. The ones that everybody kind of gravitates to are the famous ones that are complete fucking morons.
He's in a relatively red-leaning... He's on Long Island.
Mm. Yeah, he's a repube, for sure, but...
No, what I'm saying, like, it's not... I don't know if the seat's safe, but I think it leans red, generally.
What was the outcome of his... Hold on, I'll look it up.
Yeah, because with this guy, Bob, I think what Dan's trying to say is typically it's not a drag queen that they elect from the Republican side to go in there.
Well, usually if it's... a contentious seat, and sometimes even when it's not, the DNC will do oppo research on the guy and see, like, is there some way we can just blast this asshole out of the fucking water? you know.
Yeah.
He only, let's see.
He won by 7 points, almost 8 points, 53.8 to 46.2 mm-hmm. over some guy named Robert Zimmerman.
Okay. Yeah, because with this guy, every single day, talk shows, everybody else won't shut the fuck up about this guy. He's just gaining more and more fame as it goes along. And let's face it, that's really all this job requires to stay in office, as long as he can hang on. Yeah. I just don't know if he'll be able to hang on.
No. But this is like, I honestly think somebody did opposition research on him and sat on it, because that's what this story is about. When the news came out that Adam Schiff and Swalwell and who's the other one, Ilhan Omar,
yep.
aren't getting any committee seats that involve any kind of security clearance, the left and a bunch of, you know, obviously those three dum-dums that are involved lost their minds. Like, you fucking can't do this, blah, blah, blah. What about George Santos? He's crazy. He lied about everything.
Yeah.
And here's exactly what the Lisa Desjardins from PBS said. PBS, by the way, we're paying her fucking salary right now for some fucking reason for them to propagandize Americans. she says, because you have direct power over who goes on intelligence committee, but you also will be able to raise your full house, taking off other Democrats, perhaps Representative Omar, which he did do. But you said that lying to us is something that means you should be removed from the intelligence committee, but why is it not a factor, ... And she tried to bring up the fact that Santos is going to, you know, he hasn't been banned from any committees or whatever. So what's the deal? Just go to that Twitter link and play McCarthy's response.
Yeah, I have it queued up.
Cause okay. I'm not gonna fucking paraphrase him. I think it's, I'm not a fan of this dude, but this is pretty good.
Okay. Go ahead and play it, bud.
Intel committee. Is Santos on the Intel committee? Am I allowing Schiff to be on other committees? Go right ahead. Because you have direct power. You also will be able to raise for your whole house other Democrats. You said that lying to us is something that means why is it not? Well, let me be very... He's got elected by his district. So, okay, let me be very clear and respectful to you. You ask me a question. When I answer it, it's the answer to your question. You don't get to determine whether I answer your question or not, okay? In all respect. Thank you. No.
I like that.
Let's answer her question. You just raised a question. I'm going to be very clear with you. The Intel Committee is different. You know why? Because what happens in the Intel Committee, you don't know. What happens in the Intel Committee, although the secrets are going on in the world, other members of Congress don't know. What did Adam Schiff do as the chairman of the Intel Committee? What Adam Schiff did, use his power as a chairman and lie to the American public. Even the Inspector General said it. When Devin Nunes put out a memo, he said it was false. When we had a laptop, he used it before an election to be politics and say that it was false and said it was the Russians. When he knew different, when he knew the Intel, if you talk to... John Radcliffe, DNI, he came out ahead of time and says there's no intel to prove that, and he used his position as chairman, knowing he has information the rest of America does not, and lied to the American public. When a whistleblower came forward, he said he did not know the individual, even though his staff had met with him and set it up. So no, he does not have a right to sit on that. But I will not be like Democrats and play politics with these, where they removed Republicans from committees and all committees. So yes, he can serve on a committee, but he will not serve on intel, because it goes to the national security of America. And I will always put them first, all right? And if you want to talk about Swalwell, let's talk about Swalwell.
There we go.
Because you have not had the briefing that I had. I had the briefing, and Nancy Pelosi had the briefing from the FBI. The FBI never came before this Congress to tell the leadership of this Congress that Eric Swalwell had a problem with a Chinese spy until he served on intel. So it wasn't just us who were concerned about it. The FBI was concerned about putting a member of Congress on the Intel Committee that has the rights to see things that others don't because of his knowledge and relationship with a Chinese spy. They brought it to the works of the leaders. I've got that briefing. So I do not believe he should sit on there, that committee. And I believe there's 200 other Democrats that can serve on that committee. So this has nothing to do with Santos. Santos is not on the Intel committee. But you know what? Those voters elected Schiff, even though he lied. Those voters elected Swalwell, even though he lied to the American public, too. So you know what? I'll respect his voters, too, and they'll serve on committees. But they will not serve on a place that has national security reverence, because integrity matters to me. That's the answer to your question.
Shit.
Yeah, that's pretty good, right? This, I don't really have much to add to that.
Wow.
And it also happens to be the correct response, right?
It is, yeah.
Very obviously correct, so the end.
Son of a bitch. Mm-hmm. Who knew he had a set of brass on him like that?
Well, they all have sets of brass. I mean, he'll lie about something next week.
Right? Yeah, for sure.
But he just happens to be right this time, so let's appreciate it while we can.
Yeah, there's one thing. There's one thing. Everybody keeps bringing up the Santos guy, so he's not even on the committee.
He's nowhere near that. Of course he's not on there. He's a fucking freshman.
So why did Homegirl bring that up in the fucking Q&A?
Because that's why Democrats got this guy elected in the first place. Do you honestly not think this guy's a fucking plant from the left?
It seems.
Of course he fucking is.
It seems like it is, yeah.
Occam's razor, right? If it's this obvious, it's fucking obvious.
It's a weird one, man. Every day there's a different story about this guy. People were asking what our opinion of it is. I have the same opinion you do. It seems like a plan. All of this seems fake out of one individual. Because even in local elections, they do all their fucking research behind the scenes to try to dig up as much dirt as they can and to win the election. You're going to tell me they didn't know this guy was a fucking drag queen back when he was running? There's no way. There's no fucking way. Next up. Pfizer, gain of function. A new video from Project Veritas surfaced online and quickly gained traction, garnering over 7 million views on Twitter in the first 10 hours of its upload. The video shows a Pfizer executive, Jordan Tristan. That's a new one for me. Mm-hmm. Tristan, T-R-I-S-H-T-O-N. Walker, claiming that his company is exploring a way to mutate the virus causing COVID-19 through directed evolution. The reason for wanting to mutate the virus, Walker told an undercover journalist, was so that the company could stay ahead of the game and continue to develop vaccines. Yeah.
So this, by the way, it's got, 22 million views now. And if you've been under a rock or living on the moon for the past 2.5 years, what he's describing is gain of function research, which is illegal and is what led to COVID, which this guy, when we watch this video in a sec, will admit to, right? So it's also notable, just for context before we watch this video, that it was the United States taxpayer that funded the research for all of this, for the vaccines, right? We paid for all of it.
Right.
And now we're getting charged for it. As a matter of fact, Pfizer's released its plan to raise, I don't know exactly what the percentage is, but I think it's going up like 400%, the cost of the vaccine moving forward.
And the other thing that I saw on our local news the other night is they say that they want to make everybody take it once a year now.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
And then fucking Joe Scarborough's like, you take your flu shot every year, why not this?
Yeah.
Well, one, it doesn't work. Right? And two, no, I don't. So get fucked. Jesus Christ, man.
Oh, shit, dude. To replace the flu shot. You don't hear about anybody getting the flu anymore.
No, people don't get the flu anymore. But anyways, cue up this video. Let's get this going. Just listen to this.
How much do you want? It's a 10-minute video.
Ah, shit. Is it really?
Yeah, we're not playing the whole 10-minute
video. Play the top of it. We'll play the first step.
About mutating COVID?
Well, that is not what we say to the public. No. Don't tell anyone this. We're exploring you know how the virus keeps mutating?
Yeah.
Well, one of the things we're exploring is, why don't we just mutate it ourselves so we can develop new vaccines, right? So we have to do that. If we're going to do that, though, there's a risk of, as you could imagine, no one wants to be having a pharma company mutating fucking viruses. To be, very controlled to make sure that this virus that you mutate doesn't create something goes everywhere.
Something crazy.
Is the way that the virus started and moving on. To be honest, it makes no sense if this virus popped out of nowhere.
Yeah, I know.
Meet Jordan Tristan.
You can cut it there.
So you can go watch. You can find this video on Twitter. It's been seen 22 million times already. And this guy, just to be clear, he's an executive at Pfizer, or probably by this time of day, he was an executive at Pfizer.
Yeah.
Right? I assume he's been fired by now.
Yeah.
But he was an executive at Pfizer that was in the department that handles this particular thing. They're calling it directed evolution, but it is a euphemism for gain of function research. That's literally what it is. You create viruses and intentionally mutate viruses so you can develop, so you can see how they mutate and also develop vaccines for them.
Right. Which is exactly what happened in Wuhan, right?
Correct. That is correct, yes.
So
it wasn't it's all of this shit happened, and everybody in mainstream media and all the governments of the entire world, literally every government in the entire world, stuck to this bullshit story that it was a fucking bat in a wet market.
Yep.
And they had the FBI and Department of Homeland Security here suppress stories intentionally, or tell, and the CDC as well, tell social media companies to suppress stories that showed that was clearly not true for 2 years, right? And the lesson Pfizer learned from that was like, you know what we should do is exactly what fucking Fauci did. And they're going to unleash another goddamn virus on the world.
It wouldn't surprise me.
No, it's going to happen.
How long?
This is 12 monkeys, dude.
Yeah. But how long you think?
3-4 years, maybe. I don't know.
Great.
Who knows?
I just want to. I want something to look forward to. So I got to know, obviously. But yeah, with this, it reminds me of when they blamed that thing on that YouTube video.
Benghazi, you mean?
Yeah.
On the fucking yeah.
Yeah. I was like, what? Wait. A YouTube video, and it was a short film by some unknown person who's got like one view.
Yeah, we've got some breaking news. Valerie V says there's a bat in my wet market.
Ooh.
So, Giorgio.
Whose bat is it? Giorgio, who wants to be the bat man?
Go ahead and look into that, Giorgio.
There you go, Giorgio.
Call the cops, probably.
Yeah, Valerie V. Yeah. Valerie V's looking for a wet bat tonight for the weekend.
This story will play only on social media, only on Twitter, actually, because it'll get fucking jammed up on the other social media channels. Only Tucker Carlson will talk about it on any kind of quote-unquote mainstream news, and that'll be the end of it. People will forget about this by next week.
It's so weird to me that people just don't care, or is it because it's their side? Like, is everybody just stuck on their own side and they don't really care?
I don't know, to be honest. I mean, I think it's just the horror of that reality is too much to face. So it's easier just to ostrich, you know, put your head in the sand.
Because there was a huge actor the other day, I want to say before the Golden Globes, was still telling everybody to wear a fucking mask.
It was Tom Hanks.
Was it really?
Yeah, it was like, if you're not wearing a mask, you're a fucking...
He wasn't wearing the mask when he made the statement.
Yeah.
I watched the interview.
Yeah.
So, fuck, I was trying
That's
to remember.
That's why I got those Razzies, I think.
No, he got it because he overacted the first 15 minutes of Elvis.
But it's like if you... If something fucked up had just happened somewhere in another country, and it, but like these people believe, and this is, I'm talking to leftists right now. You believe that at this point, I think most people believe in the lab leak theory. Like I even on the left, I think it's a pretty widely held belief.
I believe it.
If you believe that happened, and then now today you wake up and find out that an American company, Pfizer, is doing the exact same thing here in America.
Yeah.
Right. That seems like the kind of thing you go protest or burn the goddamn building down.
Yeah.
To be honest, right? Like these people are crazy. So I don't know. I don't know how you process this from that frame of mind where you've sunk so much of your identity into it, you know, at this point. How do you back out?
And from a financial perspective, you look at the record profits that Pfizer has made, they don't want to stop losing that money.
No.
They don't want their stock prices to go down, so they need another fucking virus out there in the world.
Yeah, it's vertical integration.
Yeah.
Cause a problem and then solve it.
Yeah. Because, you know, if it starts going away, I remember back in the day I used to have this stock called Gilead. And Gilead was making the cure for Hep C.
Mm-hmm.
And then they did it. They actually did it. Stock exploded. And then after that, somebody created a generic version of it that was much cheaper, and then Gilead stock went into the toilet. Because, you know, the years and years of work you put into something to cure it, whatever that is, the new one is AIDS right now. They were like, oh, man, the test trials didn't go that great, and we're going to have to give it another try. Bullshit. You've had the fucking cure for that. Probably cancer as well at some point. And that's not financially great, though. If you're able to cure all this shit, then how do you make more money off of it?
Yeah, that's a good question.
So it's a fucking round and round we go with all this other shit. So with this video, I'm not surprised at all. These fucking dirtbags. I just don't want to get the. I don't know what the next thing is. You know, how do you ramp it up? Do you lose fingers? Or going back to leprosy?
Your dick and balls shrivel up or something?
Now, that would be fearful.
I mean, they're definitely trying to get rid of dudes.
Yeah, I would. Do you have to wear a mask then around your dick and balls? Like, what do you do then?
I mean, you could just use sheath underwear.
Also, is it just the same guy who's honeypotting all these gay dudes with these videos at Project Veritas?
Yeah, it's, I want to see. Well, I don't want to blow his cover because there's some interesting stuff that comes out. But when this is all over, I do want to see what his junk looks like.
It
or something.
Has to be a hot young gay dude. Yeah,
send
right?
me a link to his Grindr profile or something.
Yeah, I've thought that for years, Delco. Because every time I see one of these guys, the other person on the other side of the table is gay. And I was like, how did they get him out for this interview? Because it's always after a couple drinks.
No one's flat. Like, no one talks more than a flamboyant gay guy with a few drinks in him.
Yeah, a couple of wallaby darns out there. And nipples. You're getting loose. The only one that I saw give an honest, straight-up answer to something completely sober was, who's the black guy? The Van guy from CNN. He used to work for CNN.
Don Lemon?
No, Van was his name.
Van Jones?
Yes, Jones, yeah. When they asked him about the Trump collusion Russia thing, and he just looks at him like he was just on a sidewalk, and he goes, oh, that thing? That's a huge nothing burger. That's it. And he created that phrase. Mm-hmm. Nobody had ever heard that before. And he goes, there's nothing to it. And he goes, no, there's nothing to it. We got to fill up the days, homie. You know? And I was like, oh, shit. But the rest of it is all gay dudes chatting with other gay dudes, having a nice dinner somewhere. It's well lit. I mean, that restaurant alone, what do you think that bill was that night? $1,200 for the two of them?
No.
Yeah. That was a nice restaurant.
$1,200? That's for two people?
It was a nice restaurant.
Yeah, plus drinks.
That wine? You got to think of the wine. The wine in a restaurant like that is going to cost you $200 a bottle.
I'd say seven.
He's in a t-shirt, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's the norm now. So like,
I guess. Being in a t-shirt.
Yeah, but look at the restaurant. It's a nice restaurant.
I don't know. Yeah. You could
that's
go
a
to
$200
fucking,
bill.
You go to Home Goods and get all this shit and put it on the walls.
But it's New York, man. You're getting the upcharge there, friend.
I don't know why you guys are being haters.
Yeah, let him suck his dick for like and get an expensive dinner. Let him put a little steak in his belly before he has to suck that guy's dick. All right.
Well, I think it's good to get some protein down there. For,
you should, dude. Maybe of some pineapple juice on the way out the door. I think that'd be a great thing. Next up, we got Operation Resiliency. Tell us about that, D'Anthony.
Yeah, so you guys remember that book, Bravo Company, that Ben Kesling wrote.
Yep.
And we had Mac on the show.
That was a great episode.
Yeah, I served with Mac in the 82nd. He was a platoon sergeant in another company. But it all starts with Sarah Verardo. So her husband got fucked up in Afghanistan. And then, you know, that unit, as you remember from that episode, it went through a lot of rough shit. And when they got back, dudes started fucking killing themselves like, you know, hotcakes, like it happens in those kind of units. And somebody made an off-color comment at one of the funerals, like, I guess I'll see you guys at the next one. And Sarah was like, fuck that. Like, we're not doing that.
Yeah.
So she started this thing, Operation Resiliency, and essentially what it does is they find units that have been hit pretty hard with stuff like this, and there's plenty of money for it. They fly everybody out to the same location. They bring the command team that was there as well, and they have a retreat that sees how everybody's doing. There's peer-to-peer support assisting. There's psychiatrists and whatever the fuck else. But it's mostly in this physical activity. There's all kinds of stuff that happens there. But it's mostly about bringing dudes back together and reestablishing those bonds.
That's awesome.
And unpacking things and making sure people fucking don't kill themselves, basically. So... it doesn't cost anything for the vet at all. There's no cost. So we're having problems getting units to participate. So if you were a part of a unit, a combat unit, that was particularly affected in the ways that we've described, you can reach out to me directly. But the best way to get in touch with them is to go to independencefund.org. Find Operation Resiliency on there, or you can just Google Operation Resiliency. We're going to get a landing page set up soon, and you'll find the Operation Resiliency page. As a matter of fact, if you just Google Operation Resiliency and click, I think it's the first link. Yeah, it's the first link. It'll at the bottom of that page is the application for it.
Okay.
So just do it. Go.
And it's free.
Yep.
No, that's great, because when he was on the show, he mentioned it, and you know, he was obviously talking about what it's like actually seeing the other person in real life and getting back together again, in that sense of camaraderie. And I think that's important because, you know, a text or something is sometimes not enough. Yeah. You're just like, all right, sweet. Happy birthday. Exclamation mark or whatever. Actually get together with people and talk about your lives. So that's cool. Next up, news-wise, we got the 2022 Insider Trading Awards. Man, we've been waiting a while for this one. For those of you who don't know, Unusual Whales is a stock options market-moving news service that provides affordable financial tools and services to traders. We focus on market transparency, most of all, highlighting unusual trades in the stock markets. You've obviously heard Dan reference them a few times on the show, particularly when it comes to Crenshaw and old Nance, old Pelosi, who've miraculously been beating the S&P 500 averages for years. Well, Unusual Whales has finished its 2022 reports of which politicians did the best. Now, we know these people are morons who can't get anything done, so that the idea that they're actually beating the best traders in the world with anything other than insider info is preposterous here. So as such, here's a list of the treasonous assholes using their positions to gain wealth. They are, and not limited to, this order here. Patrick Fallon is number one. Mm-hmm. I don't know Patrick. Any relation to Jimmy?
No.
Okay.
Maybe. I don't know.
Debbie Wasserman Schultz. Know her. Yeah. I believe she's the DNC chair.
I don't know if she still is or not. She was for a long time.
Yeah. Yeah. Susie Lee. Don't know her. David Joyce. Gary Peters. William Keating. Lloyd Doggett. Michael Guest. Debbie Dingell. Would have changed that last name if I were you, Debbie.
That's stupid.
Yeah. Mark Green, David Price, Marjorie Taylor Green, huh?
Yeah, it makes sense now why she's gone full statist, doesn't it? Well, how she used to be like a fucking outlier and then just one term in Congress.
Yep.
She's gone from Jewish space lasers to beating the fucking spy average by 10%.
I think big space laser got to her.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Jesus fucking Christ. What a piece of fucking shit.
No, when you hear her talk, though, you know that she could beat the S&P 500.
Yeah,
right. Sure.
Yeah, I'm surprised. Yeah, she graduated from the University of Georgia, so who knows? Brilliant.
She's not the most egregious one on this list.
Yeah, we'll keep going here. Because why not read them all, just so you know them in case they're in your district. Louis Frankel?
Lois.
Oh, that's a woman.
Well, maybe.
Do we know?
I don't like to assume.
Lois? Okay. I haven't heard Lois in a long time. Yeah. Superman? John Boozman. Let's go. Let's go, Booze.
He was on last year as well. Hound.
Shelly Capito. Now that makes sense. Capito, you know, Gabagool, you know, she's got a last name that makes me think crime.
Yeah.
Alan Lowenthal, Dan Sullivan, Zoe Lofgren, Michael McCall, Dan Crenshaw. No.
Yeah. He's kind of, he's slipping.
Damn it, dude. He's way down the list.
He was fifth last year.
Sorry, Dan.
He did make some of the bigger trades though. As a matter of fact, before we get through the rest of this list, well, no, keep going.
That makes me sad for Dan. Maybe too much Tesla stock. Tommy Tuberville, no way. Head coach of Auburn.
I don't think he can read.
I think it's Tuberville, right?
No, it's Tuberville.
Tuberville, yeah. It's Tuberville.
It should be Tuberville.
Yeah, it should be. Spelled Tuberville.
Yeah, but he's basically a mongoloid. So like the fact that he's on this list is incredible.
He's
the
dumbest person on this list by quite a bit.
It would be like if Steve King was on the list. Remember that guy?
Oh, yeah.
From Iowa or whatever the fuck.
The biggest regret I have about Herschel Walker not winning that Senate seat is having him show up on this list. Like Herschel Walker beating.
Fuck. He's like, I did math.
Bob, how is Herschel doing? Do we know?
Do we have a number?
I think we need to get a fucking IP camera and just keep it on him at all times.
I know. He's coming back.
Let's cut to Herschel.
Yeah. How's Herschel doing? We got to get him a Congress seat at least. They're giving him out like fucking hotcakes. Let's get Herschel in there.
But I think that's where the disbelief gets totally suspended, right? Like that's when just everyone storms the Capitol when Herschel Walker outtrades the S&P 500.
I think we're already there, though. If Marjorie Taylor Greene's on this list, we're already there.
Yeah.
As far as disbelief goes. Next up is Diana Harshbarger.
That's a rough name.
Yeah, change that one. Josh Gothemeyer, Roe Khanna, Mitch McConnell. There he is, Cocaine Mitch.
Yeah, cocaine's expensive right now. So.
Sure is. Everything's expensive. Inflation. Thomas Suozzi.
Suozzi.
And just under the wire by 1.5% is Nancy Pelosi.
Yeah, isn't that funny? So one, she won't be next year because she just optioned some fucking some Google stocks.
Yeah.
3 days before a goddamn investigation into Google happens. You know what I mean? Like, come on, man. And then, you know, this is the first time in maybe a decade she's not been beaten the spy.
Yeah.
And she's 1.5% behind.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So it's just like, that's like getting every question on a test right except for the last one, and you mark in the right answer and then cross it out and put in the wrong answer. Yeah. Just
to so make it look like, hey, I got a 98. Yeah. Yeah. Son of a bitch, dude. Son of a bitch. Do these guys have a Twitter thing too? I think they do.
Unusual Wheels. That's where they primarily operate. Yeah.
Gotcha.
That and their website.
Yeah. Yeah. We've chatted about these guys in the past, and it's like, man, if we could just get this in advance, it'd be great. You know?
Yeah, it'd be nice.
It'd be really nice. Oh, shit. We can if we run for Congress.
It's a fucking fast ass spider that just ran by and had to murder him.
Texas, dude. Texas, yeah. Man. Texas. It's allergies and spiders, dude. That's all it is. And heat. Next up, died suddenly. Must have been the eggs. Must have been the eggs. You may have seen this dumbass story circulating social media in the past few days. Perhaps you heard it on Rogan. But a new report states scientists are beginning to warn people that egg consumption can cause people to suddenly form blood clots.
Isn't that weird? It's like all sorts of things that we didn't know about before are causing blood clots, including climate change, by the way.
Yeah.
Climate change is on that list. So gradually warming 1 degree over 100 years is fucking up my blood, dude. Yeah,
sure is.
Jesus Christ.
Sure is. Well, what do you put that on, the blood clots?
Yeah, you know what it is.
Yeah.
Because you're going to get them. They're coming for you.
I know.
Your first instinct might be to just dismiss this as idiotic because, one, the author of the story, who's Sean, some fucking long Hodge name, is a known kind of hoax artist. He runs a fucking shitty news site that just posts. It's like the National Enquirer, right? Uh-huh. So this is probably not true. The second part, though, is that it's just a moronic idea in the first place. You would be right to dismiss it because I don't think it's real. I don't think any scientist believes this stupid shit. Although there was a story from 1956 claiming the same thing. I found it when I was doing research on this. but it comes just weeks after multiple agencies, I'm sure you all remember this if you follow the news, were reporting the fucking climate change is causing heart attacks and fucking blood clots and shit.
Yeah.
Like, come on, man.
Yeah.
Don't do that. It's dumb. To be clear, by the way, human beings have been eating eggs of other mammals.
Thousands of years.
No, 6 million years, right? Which is longer than the current iteration of our DNA. So human beings have been eating eggs longer than we've been the current version of human beings.
Yeah.
So every human being that shares your composite DNA has eaten eggs. Every generation of every human being has done this. And, you know, there's also been multiple massive climate disasters over the last 150,000 years, which is the current iteration of our DNA. This is all nonsense.
Isn't Bill Gates creating like fake eggs or some bullshit?
Oh, yeah.
And what's that for?
Well, this is that's so he can control the. What do you mean?
Food?
What's it for? Yeah, dude. Like, if you and I were fighting a war, let's say you and I are two different countries,
yeah,
and I don't necessarily have the military might to overtake you, what I can do is interrupt your supply line.
Yeah,
right. I attack Maslow's hierarchy of needs. I take out your energy, your structures. I take out your fucking food, your medicine,
sure,
water supply, stuff like that. And now you can't fight. It's basically siege warfare, but on a much larger scale. That's what this is. This is siege warfare.
I understand that part, but what I don't understand is Bill Gates specifically, because he's so fucking old. What does he need any of this shit for?
Bill Gates probably thinks he's going to live forever.
You think so? Because that's what I genuinely think.
We're getting pretty close, honestly. Either cyborg shit or...
He would know before us.
Yeah, we've reversed aging in mice. We talked about it yesterday, or 2 days ago.
Yeah.
But this is the problem. Like, this is kind of a ridiculous story, but this is the problem with all the government propaganda that we've been faced with recently. It used to be you would see, like, even in the middle of 2000s, you would see something like this, and people are like, this is fucking stupid.
Yeah.
We're not reading this. Or you would see a report that, but here's the problem. Now you see a report that the CDC has ranked Fruity Pebbles higher on a nutrition scale than fucking steak.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And that's a real, that's not a fake news story. That's real. They fucking said that shit. And then all the fucking other propaganda that's happened behind the scenes where they're not even mistakes. They're intentionally like telling people lies for some reason. Sometimes when it doesn't even matter. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So people are going to fucking believe this shit probably, right? And then, you know, being the opportunist that he is, Bill Gates swoops in and he's like, hey, you know what? Eggs do have super high cholesterol. And I'm making an egg without your cholesterol.
Yeah, he's making what's the meat too? He's making that other
Beyond
meat.
Beyond meat, yeah.
Yeah. He's been doing that for a while.
He's been on the stump saying stupid shit like that, like people should stop eating eggs. An egg is the most nutrition dense food on earth. And it's not even close. No other food has that much nutrition.
Yeah.
Eggs are literally the perfect food to eat. But we know, and we also know that this obsession with LDL and HDL cholesterol is complete bullshit propaganda, right? It's from when the American Heart Association had 9 out of 10 doctors agreeing on which cigarette was best. Mm-hmm. That's the era that this fucking nonsense comes from.
Yeah.
It's all bullshit. And Gates, obviously, he's not going to miss the opportunity. It's an anti-human fucking, he wants that, what's that fucking stupid movie about living on the train where people are eating each other and shit?
Snowpiercer.
Yeah, Snowpiercer. Yeah. That's what he wants. He wants an aristocracy that's eating the king's meat, right? And everybody else is eating bugs or fake meat or each other. Yeah. That's what he wants. It's Soylent fucking Green, man. Like, we keep making these goddamn dystopian movies, and then fucking rich people are like, hell yeah, fuck yeah.
Well, they come to life.
Yeah, so
that comes true.
That's why, you know, we're going to have to start getting a little handsy with these dudes. Right, Bill Gates needs a fucking two-piece. He needs to get rocked. Someone needs to go up in public and fucking knock his ass out. Right?
You think they would? No. He would go down so quickly.
Oh,
too.
Oh yeah, I mean, he would shit his pants real quick. He's actually, if you pay close attention to the way he dresses, I think he wears diapers.
I believe so too. Yeah, I'm not kidding either.
Yeah.
How old is Bill Gates, Bob? What do you got? 76 maybe.
He's only 67.
Shit, is he really? Fuck. Never mind then, dude. I was wrong. He's gonna live for another 30 fucking years.
Probably, I mean, they two-pieced Rick Moranis, so.
That's true, well, but Rick Moranis had it coming, dude.
Yeah.
Because we all wanted that next I Shrunk the Kids movie, and he fucked off and retired.
Yeah.
That's what you get.
Could you imagine if Bill Gates got fucking two-piece out in the street, dude? It would be a complete blowout.
Oh, yeah.
Of just beyond meat in his fucking khakis.
And he would probably whimper and cry and shit, too, right? Like, a guy like that gets touched up for the first time in his life. He's never been punched in his life. Now, Zuckerberg at least goes out and trains and shit.
Yeah.
He does jujitsu and kickboxing.
Yeah.
So if he got touched up, I don't think it would affect him that much. And he's a cyborg. He might leak a little fucking
oil.
Two cycle or something, but he would be fine. But no, this dude just fold up like a lawn chair, I believe is what someone said.
The weirdest thing is, oh yeah, pop one on the screen there. Holy
shit. He's definitely diped up, man.
Yeah, can you zoom in on that pic? I just want to see if I can spot that dipe. Who's his old buddy there? Is that Buffett?
Yeah, Warren Buffett, yeah. Wait, what's on Warren Buffett's? Are those bugs on his shirt?
Lizards.
Oh, it's geckos, yeah.
It's geckos.
He's a big Affleck fan.
Is he?
No free ads, by the way. I don't use Affleck.
He's a Geico fan.
Oh, yeah, Geico.
What's on his pants there?
I think it's a little ink stain.
Ink or stink?
Or is it oil from the robot? Like, he's just leaking it out of his...
Yeah, where's that hog?
Yeah, where's that fucking hog at?
The hog is tucked into the fucking diaper,
dude.
I'm telling you.
Yeah.
There's no imprint at all?
Dan's correct. Like, that's tucked into the diaper, dude.
He's diaped up. And look, we all dipe up from time to time.
Yeah, I mean, you have to.
But not when you hang out with Warren Buffett. It's disrespectful.
No, it sure
is. One of the richest men in the world right there.
Sure is. What do you think those two fucks talk about in real life?
Oh, man, just ending civilization. What do you think?
Hey, you got a way out of this, Bill? Yeah. There's a place where we can still live, right? And fuck underage women.
I think they want to get society to a point where we can use taxpayer dollars to fund the key to immortality, use taxpayer dollars to fund the key to interstellar space travel, and then they're just going to murder everybody. that's how it's going to go.
That'd be
once the robots can do most of the other stuff, they're going to get the two things that matter, interstellar space travel and immortality, and then they're going to fucking kill everybody.
But they also got to figure out how they get these women to stay 16 forever.
Oh, that's not a problem. Look at that rat. Yeah. Remember the rat? You just keep dosing them up. There's a thing on, hold on.
Yeah, I remember. We did the story a couple of days ago. I didn't even think about that.
No,
you're
but
right.
there's another one that popped up. You can pretty much stay 18 forever with this new tech that's being developed.
Oh, I read the headline for that. It's like 2 million
right now. It would cost you $2 million a year to use that technology, basically. And there's a lot of people that can afford that.
Fuck, that'd be something to work towards.
Yeah.
What does it do to you? Is it reverse testosterone and all that shit?
I'm sure it's a cocktail. Yeah, probably it's probably the AIDS cocktail plus whatever they put in those mice.
God damn, I'd do it.
Oh yeah, big time.
For $2 million.
Yep.
Shit. It'd be a blast, wouldn't it?
I think we should actually give that to people that are that have life in prison, right?
What? Why is that?
Like make life in prison 400 fucking years.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
If somebody
that's a great one.
The dude from the Nexium sex cult got 120 years in prison.
Yeah,
he's not going to serve that. Nobody's going to live that long. But we could make him live that long and make him serve the whole goddamn thing.
Oh, that'd be a blast.
That'd be dope.
Yeah,
just to put somebody in solitary confinement for 100 years. It's like that Black Mirror thing that John Hamm was on, where they have the little fucking robot that gets trapped in there. That would be dope.
Yeah, that'd be fucking awesome. For,
you know, that might be the only way I don't kill pedophiles.
The other one would be if you gave that shot or cocktail to like elderly homes, just so they could go back and fuck each other and stay in there. Like,
yeah, well, I mean, you know, maybe that's the natural progression. You instead of just staying 18 forever, you go from 18 to 65 over and over again.
Yeah,
that would be dope. I think if you just stayed 18 forever, that would suck. But if you aged up to 65 and then took your shot and went back,
what's your mental capacity like? Do you retain all the knowledge?
Yeah,
okay. You're not losing that much at 65,
dude. Agility?
No. But
oh, you're going talking
back
about
to 18.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Going back to 18. Like, are you going back mentally to 18, or do you retain the knowledge you have now?
No, I think it's the same brain. You don't fuck with that. You just reverse you go. Like, it's like playing a video game at that point, right?
No, that would be fun.
Yeah, it would be fucking dope. That would be the best thing that could ever happen.
Who's creating that?
Is it Bill? Fucking probably brought to you by Pfizer, to be honest. Yeah. So, you know, don't burn the entire building down.
Yeah, maybe save some gay guys for some of the other executives so we can just leak that, you know? Have a nice steak dinner, get your dick sucked by a gay dude, and end up on Project Veritas, you know? Could be fun. Now we got the drinking bro of the week.
That's a good point. How far should most companies that don't want to get infiltrated go to stop it? Because NDAs don't work.
No.
Telling people don't work. Firing them after the fact,
that doesn't work either.
The only thing I can think of as a prophylaxis to this is to hire gay prostitutes for everybody.
Yeah.
Like if you're Pfizer or the U.S. government or something.
Yep.
Just go hire gay prostitutes for everybody.
For all these
guys. Or maybe they're not gay prostitutes. Maybe they're straight prostitutes.
Could be straight.
But they're doing gay for pay rather. Or straight when, you know, whatever you want.
Well, let me ask you this, because, you know, some of these docs I've watched with these spies, when they get close to people, whatever, it's always alluded to they had to do whatever they had to do to get the information. Mm-hmm. I've always thought they were fucking.
Sucking it out of the penis.
Yeah.
There's a lot of information down there. Yeah.
So some of these female spies and shit like that, like, they got to bone these dudes and get the info?
I have no idea, but I would if I was them.
Well,
right?
I mean, that makes the most sense,
but that's,
right?
If I was a woman, I would be a total whore.
But think about the chick who was fucking Swalwell. The Chinese chick.
Certainly foreign spies do that. There's a long history of Chinese and Russian spies doing that.
Yeah.
But we did it. We did it, I guess. But we use local nationals usually to do that stuff. So, like, when we were trying to assassinate Castro in Cuba, I think we attempted to assassinate him like 37 times or some stupid shit. One of the ones we used, I think there was a plan, if I remember correctly, we sent some hookers down there and they all had venereal diseases, and we wanted him to get the venereal disease because there was a certain doctor that was going to go to him, and we were going to give him this thing that gives you a heart attack, basically.
No shit.
Or it might have been the transdermal stuff too. So
that's elaborate.
Yeah, the CIA, dude. They were all on fucking acid. They were all on acid back then. Like, oh, fucking, you'll be cool, dude. Like, no, just fucking shoot the guy in the face. How could you fail to assassinate somebody 37 times when there's like 15,000 anti-Castro people on the island?
It's ridiculous. Just
pay some crazy person to suicide vest him. I mean, yeah, what the fuck,
just
man?
Just blow him up. Just blow him up.
Yeah, anyways.
On Tuesday. Drinking Bro of the Week. This was submitted by Tony Ligori from Ohio. He's been a listener since day one. He says he's a day one homie, and he's nominating Tony Ligori, his father, here. So it must be the junior. I'd like to nominate my father of the same name. There we go. Tony, not only has he been an awesome dad and an incredible provider for my mom, brother, and I, but he's also a retired police officer of 40 plus years, serving several local municipalities around the Pittsburgh PA area. There you go. He's probably the best example of a good cop, and has been a decorated he's been decorated for going above and beyond in the line of duty many times over the years. I'm nominating him for Drinking Bro of the Week because, despite being a very health conscious person, he was recently diagnosed with a rare HPV derived throat cancer, for which he just started radiation and chemotherapy this week. Although his prognosis is good, the diagnosis and the pre-treatment procedures have been hard on him physically and mentally. And if he hears this, I think it will really raise his spirits. P.S. I hope to catch a Fake News live show within the next year. The seltzers are fucking awesome. My record so far in one day is 9. Keep up the good work. That's my record as well. Mm. 9 is all I've gotten to.
You know that that illness.
Cheers, Tony.
Yeah, cheers, and hopefully your father recovers completely and quickly. That issue that he's describing is what Michael Douglas had.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. That's right. Yeah.
And do you recall what he blamed it on?
Eating pussy.
Eating bad pussy. Yeah, I think is the phrase.
That was his wife though. It's his wife's pussy. So that means you're saying Catherine Zeta-Jones had some bad pussy.
I refuse to accept that.
So do I.
I just think that's like people on the left who refuse to believe how corrupt the government is and how the left is in bed with the pharmaceutical industry and the military industrial complex and social media and the regular media and foreign governments. It's impossible for me to believe that. I can't.
With Catherine Zeta-Jones,
I refuse.
Same here. Because she still looks the same.
Yeah.
She still holds up.
Yeah.
And Michael Douglas recovered.
Yeah.
He was fine.
But, you know, you can pop the hood on a nice looking car and there can be a bunch of bullshit in the
I guess. There, so. The only thing I've ever heard about her, and I think she said this in an interview, that she had bipolar disorder. So maybe, who knows? Who knows?
Yeah.
Speaking of which, I watched a fucking commercial last night for the new Magic Mike. Obviously, I love, you know, gay sex as much as the next person, but it's the last one for Channing Tatum, and guess who the fucking lead opposite of him is? Salma Hayek. I mean,
what's that got to do with gay sex?
Because
that can't be
Magic
any
Mike,
straighter.
Right. I thought he would just end up with a dude at the end of it in the last one, but he might end up with Salma Hayek, dude, which is a banger. You know?
In real life, even.
That's what I'm saying.
I don't know anything about their personal lives, but
she's
probably too old to crap out any kids.
She's married to a billionaire.
Oh, good for her.
Something crazy like that. But, she's in her 50s. She still looks rock star hot.
Yeah. Well, she's rich, right? So
yeah.
But that'll do it.
Yeah. But still, she looks incredible. Good for you. Good for you, Channing. It's a great cast there. I get it. If you get to make out with Simon Hayek every day, fucking more power to you. If you want to submit a Drinking Bro of the Week again, go to drinkingbros.com. While you're there, peruse the store. And if you're looking to get wasted for the Super Bowl, get some Hard AF Seltzer from hardafseltzer.com. We ship right to your house. And we're in every store in Tennessee and Florida, I feel like. Not every store, but like 200 stores down there. And there's a store locator on the website at hardafseltzer.com. We appreciate you joining us today for the old fake news. For D'Anthony Holloway, I'm Ross Patterson. This is Drinking Bros Fake News. Good night, everyone.